While Middle East tensions dominate headlines, military activities across multiple theaters suggest we're entering a period of heightened global security competition. Let's examine the broader pattern of escalations and how they're interconnected.
The most direct spillover from Middle East tensions came overnight when Romania confirmed that a Russian-made drone struck a building in Galați, about 150 kilometers from the Ukrainian border. Romanian officials say they'll share findings with NATO, which raises the stakes considerably since this represents potential Russian military activity on NATO soil.
This incident occurs against the backdrop of intensified Russian operations against Ukraine. Moscow launched hundreds of drones in weekend attacks, while Ukrainian President Zelensky renewed pleas for additional air defense systems. But what's more significant is Ukraine's announcement that their domestically produced drones can now reach 30,500 kilometers into Russian territory, essentially putting Moscow itself within range.
The technology implications here are profound. Ukraine has essentially created a long-range strike capability using commercially available components and domestic engineering talent. This represents a fundamental shift in how smaller nations can project power against larger adversaries. And it's not going unnoticed in defense ministries worldwide.
Meanwhile, NATO is significantly bolstering Baltic defenses. Denmark announced plans to mobilize 110,000 troops, which represents about 3% of their total population, an enormous commitment that reflects genuine concern about Russian intentions in Northern Europe. This isn't peacetime rotation. This is wartime mobilization planning.
Germany's defense chief added another layer of urgency by stating that Europe needs clarity from the United States on its security role. This reflects growing European concern that American attention might shift away from European defense as Middle East tensions escalate. It's a legitimate worry given finite military resources and competing strategic priorities.
The Pacific theater presents its own escalation dynamics. After Japan and the Philippines announced expanded defense cooperation, China immediately deployed Coast Guard vessels east of Taiwan, their most aggressive positioning in that area since the spring crisis. This demonstrates how regional security arrangements can trigger immediate responses from opposing powers.
France's seizure of a sanctioned Russian tanker in the Atlantic represents another form of economic warfare that's becoming increasingly common. These aren't traditional military engagements, but they're acts of state power that directly impact global commerce. When major naval powers start interdicting each other's commercial vessels, we're approaching levels of tension not seen since the Cold War.
What's particularly concerning is how these various conflicts are creating new technological realities on the battlefield. Ukraine reports that ground robots are now replacing thousands of troops in frontline combat. These aren't remotely piloted vehicles. These are autonomous systems making targeting decisions without human oversight.
The economic implications of this global military buildup are significant. Defense contractors are experiencing order backlogs, but there's also enormous strain on manufacturing capacity for everything from semiconductors to rare earth elements needed for advanced weapons systems. Supply chains optimized for consumer goods aren't designed for rapid military production scaling.
Perhaps most troubling is how these conflicts are becoming normalized. Romania's response to being hit by a Russian drone is to share findings with NATO rather than immediate retaliation. Ukraine's ability to strike deep into Russia is reported as a technological achievement rather than a dangerous escalation. We're adjusting to military actions that would have been considered acts of war just a few years ago.
The diplomatic challenge is enormous. Traditional de-escalation mechanisms assume conflicts remain geographically contained and that there are clear distinctions between combatants and non-combatants. When drones can strike anywhere, when commercial vessels become military targets, and when alliance systems automatically trigger mutual defense obligations, traditional crisis management becomes exponentially more complex.
Looking at the broader pattern, what we're seeing is the emergence of what military strategists call gray zone warfare, operations below the threshold of declared war, but above normal peacetime activity. This creates permanent states of semi-conflict that markets struggle to price accurately, and diplomats struggle to manage effectively.